Welcome, Earl. What'd you ask me, Katie?
Where's the third wine?
Drank it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I usually have my three basic bottles up here. Wait. I'm thinking of a new jingle for my Basic Sellers Wine Company.
Oh.
And because they're these cute little bottles, right? They're called Basic. Basic little bottle you can.
Like baby and bottle I'm stuck pop? There. Is that where we're.
What?
Like baby bottle pop?
Stuck there.
I think you need to change genres. Try if it was like, what if it was country? A lot of people like country music
it's
and drink.
Basic.
I like that melody that you just
came
up with.
Yeah, whoa, that just came to me.
Or maybe a lot of older people like to drink wine. Maybe like a
drink you from the. That just came to me.
From your neck to your nose.
From your neck to your nose. I wanna
sip you.
I wanna open your. Wine turn legs. You know they say wine has legs.
All right. Okay.
This is good. We'll workshop it.
Taking a note from Taylor Swift's song.
Yeah, sure. Well, let's get into today's episode because Katie doesn't want to be late for break dancing practice. We got a great episode for you guys.
I've literally worn this 50
so
times.
Give us 5 stars. Go to the YouTube. Check out Katie's outfit. Give us a comment and roll music.
Correct opinion.
Knock on wood, by the way. I haven't been sick in a long time. Sorry I did that. That's the word. You're knock on wood. Where is it? Where's the wood?
Oh, find it.
Something you have to do when you hit your 30s. I've been sick a long time. My immune system's killing it. I know that. I know it for a fact. Because I tested my biomarkers. My anti-nuclear antibodies, killing it.
Good.
My rheumatoid factor, RF, looking good. My thyroid peroxidase antibodies. How's your thyroid?
Good. My blood work done. The pills are working.
See, well, you know that. Thanks to Function Health. We're big fans of Function Health. You can go test 100+ biomarkers. Take your health more seriously. It's unbelievable. Routine checkups rarely include these markers. Autoimmune issues are often missed until symptoms become severe. Like Katie had a little, what did it say on there?
Yeah, I have
lupus, right?
No.
Leprosy.
Oh,
sounds similar though.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a slight, it was like elevated a little bit. And so then they like looked, they did more blood work because one was elevated. They did more blood work. And so it's really cool because they continued to like look into it further.
Proactive. We love it. Function Health, it gives you access to these advanced tests. So you can detect imbalances early, protect your energy, support long-term health, you name it. So go. What are you waiting for? Give yourself the gift of taking your health seriously, knowing what's going on in your body, learn more and join using our link. Support the show. Go now. Function is in your 360-degree view to see what's happening in your body. And my first 1,000 listeners get a $100 credit toward their membership. Functionhealth.com/Trey. Go to functionhealth.com/Trey. Or use the gift code TREY100 at sign up to own your health.
You know what I hate doing?
Speaking loudly.
That is true. I hate speaking loudly to my insurance company.
Very soft-spoken. Katie does our insurance, dude. Thank goodness.
Like calling.
Talking. I got real fired up the other day.
Hey, we both serve our family. She serves our family that way. Thank you, Katie.
I got real. You saw me afterwards. I was
2 hours of the insurance. We want to walk. And she goes, you push the stroller. And she had to walk behind us for a few minutes. Like,
I was really fired up.
So shout out to our new sponsor, which helps you not deal with that crap. If I may use that word.
Crud.
Row. Shout out to Row. R-O. Insurance. Confusing. We all know this. And you know, you don't know what you're covered for, what's not, where to begin, da da da.
It's very confusing. I don't like how it all works.
Rose Insurance Checker lets you know if you're covered specifically for GLP-1s for free. No paperwork, no hassle, no waiting on hold. Rose Free Insurance Checker will send you a comprehensive report of your coverage details. If you decide to move forward, Rose can help you understand if GLP-1s like Ozempic or Wegovy, how do I say that?
I think it's Wegovy. I've seen some commercials.
Are right for you and your goals. That's just the beginning. When you become a Row member, you'll have support throughout the process. You'll have access to your provider on demand for any questions. Join over 500,000 people who've trusted Row.
That's good to know, because sometimes you're like, all right, I've never heard of this company. What are they up to? And like, oh, 500,000 people have already done it. Okay. We're good.
So go to row.co/correctopinions for your free insurance check. That's ro.co/correctopinions to see if your insurance covers GLP-1s for free. Go to row.co/safety for box warning and full safety information about GLP-1 medications. So go down, support the show. If we ever want this product, this is what we would use.
Yeah, seems really easy.
Ro.co/correctopinions.
What's so funny about making fun of your wife's outfit in front of you is Rachel and I showed up to a double date last night, but we drove separate. And as soon as I saw her, I couldn't help it. I was like, I didn't know we were going on a safari tonight. I just couldn't help it. She's wearing tan and she looked nice, but yeah. And it was great. She was, you know, leaned into it. Yeah, action. I got a little zebra exhibit later, but yeah. You can still look nice and look like you work for a safari.
Yes, and I think commenting on their outfits is great because we can just wear a t-shirt. There's nothing you can say to us.
Yeah.
But, you know, they try all their different looks, and I think it's great.
It was actually great because as much as I was, like, throwing out the safari jokes, the other guy on the double date was wearing a shirt with a frocket, and the frocket was, like, a different color than the rest of the shirt. We really let him have it. So it was fun.
All right. And you patched that up before you came here?
Yeah. And what?
A long time.
That was fire 10 years ago.
Yeah. Are you bummed Obama's no longer in office?
Oh,
that's recent news to you, huh?
Oh, cool. Are you guys like meeting up with your youth pastor from camp 20 years ago? Trying to dress like him? I would get so fired up back then. You got a V-neck with a pocket, and the pocket was a different color than the shirt.
Yeah.
That was fire. Ew.
Yeah. We were like, dude, where did you get that? And he was like, it's built. And we're like, that's not on their website now.
It's not on
their
website. No.
You're not going to.
It's Gap. From 08.
I don't think I ever was a fan of a V-neck with a different color pocket. That was never.
V-necks were in, though. V-necks.
2014.
V-necks were in.
They were, but with a different pocket.
Oh, I rocked a V-neck, man.
Did you have some hair coming out? Or nope.
This would be, so you know, I was doing it when it was in style. This was 2010. Hmm. I remember going to a Gap in the mall thinking, man, how can I help you, sir? Yeah, I'm looking for a V-neck.
Mm.
The deeper, the better.
Yeah, do you have a bright orange one?
Did you have like one of those like youth pastor vibes where it was like, like a scoop, and it was like
the
so
scoop,
low.
You know what? I bought a scoop, and like I still do to this day. You go, you know what? I think I need to try the scoop. You put it on once in your closet, and you go, no one's ever seen me in this. I never wore it out in public,
like
but I have one.
Deep low scoop.
It's the deep, yeah. Show off a mole I have over here. The scoop was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had one scoop shirt, really liked it in its heyday. And then I think the first move. Post scoop, the scoop didn't make it in the move purposefully.
We're about to
move.
We are about to clean out our closet because guess what? Did Rachel tell you? I texted her.
What does this mean?
We're getting the same organizers that you hired.
What?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Did you not tell us last week and said, yeah, that wasn't worth it? Like, what did you? That's being a woman. He's like, yeah. So, Jake. Yeah, we talked to him every week on the podcast. He said, don't do it.
Uh-huh.
So I thought I'd text his wife, and she was like, oh my gosh, so worth it.
Yeah.
That's what she told you?
She said it was great. So.
That's so nice. Funny. Yeah, I mean, Rachel didn't pay for it, so to speak, so that's probably why. That's funny, yeah, because she just randomly texted me 2 days ago, hey, what was the name of that company we used? And I even sent her,
that's funny.
I said the name of the company, and then I said, as a reminder, pretty expensive.
She did say that. She did.
She did. Okay. Yeah. She passed along my thoughts.
And I just kept going with it.
Well, and it may be fine. I mean, like they do a great job and you guys have more money than I do. So it might be okay. But here's what I didn't like.
For now. Until she keeps texting
it's
your wife.
About to be run down.
Here's what I didn't like. Maybe you could have a talking to beforehand. So I can't remember if I talked about this on the podcast when it did happen, but they were like borderline kind of making fun of me in the moment. And I was okay with this, but just, they were like,
oh, great.
Like the suburb I was in, like that I live in, Shawnee, they're like, we've never worked in Shawnee before. I was like, all right.
Yeah. What are they organizing next? A meth lab?
Well, as just you pay to let them you know, $3,000?
Get out of my house.
They thought, they said, because they were like, how did you hear about us? Oh, I said the triplets.
Uh-huh.
They said, oh my gosh,
most unorganized house we've ever done.
It was disgusting. My God.
I did have fun with them. And I feel like I was right there helping them too. Because I learned once they got there, that, you know, it's not until they're in my house. I'm like, how do we pay you? And they're like, oh, it's by the hour. And I was like, well, let's roll up sleep. Let's get to work then.
I better not see any breaks here.
Yeah. So I was in there helping them to cut down the cost. But the only issue I had was that I didn't realize how they gave me new hangers for everything. Mm-hmm. And then I had to pay for the hangers. Mm-hmm. And part of what they're organizing is like, I was like billed on the back end for this new, like,
hold on. So the quote they gave her, they're going to pull a fast one on me at the end.
There's probably more to it.
I have more information than I gave you so far.
And how much more is this information?
More.
Are they just going to be, all they're going to do is like come in our closet and just put them on hangers that mesh?
No, Trey. I just think the thing is he can't grasp what an organizer does.
Oh, I can't grasp, I organize. And know what?
You don't organize. You've never organized a thing ever. Comment
went from three basic bottles to two basic bottles.
Comment. You guys are the Judge Jake this week in the comments. There's already no Jake's side of this.
Oh, I have a good story of
a while that back
explains your organizing.
I like a nice organized spice rack. So we took them all. We got the bottles off Amazon and you put them in and it's alphabetical. Yep. Cardamom, garlic powder, da da da. I go to go in it the other day. She just put them back willy nilly.
No,
I go,
see this, Trey. That was so not go, this me. Is, it this was is the my kids. Whole point exactly, it right? It wasn't
very
me.
Very organized. You're not keeping it organized, which is my worry.
Well, that wasn't me.
All right, you know what? But we're going to do it because you've been, my goodness, you've been talking about it for a long time. Yeah. We'll do it. And then it'll be, we're going to see if it's worth it. And I'll be right or you'll be right. And we're going
to
see.
I look forward to it because they were great. And I did have a good time with them. But just, I want everyone to know, like, just be, there's more cost afterwards. Because I'm doing the math while I'm putting a shirt on a rack and I'm over here on my calculator. Like, there's three of them. They've been here 6 hours. How much is it going to cost? Okay. All right, that's not too bad.
Okay.
I got a
pretty
good
estimate. And then, doubled. Yeah. When it was over with.
I got a pretty good estimate. I won't say it on here, but.
No, you absolutely will say it on here. What is
it? Say it on Patreon. Say it on Patreon. Come on, you got it.
I'll say it on Patreon.
Oh, people are going to lose their minds. This is so expensive.
But, I mean, they're just doing our closet and bathroom, our, like, mudroom space, and then this, like, our junk counter in our kitchen.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all I'm having them do. So it's not like the whole house.
Oh, they're not even doing the kitchen?
No.
Oh,
so
kitchen's pretty organized.
Yeah, the kitchen is pretty good. I feel like it's, I'm kind of trying to, and if it's amazing and like we feel kitchen, like we need more, y'all had
your
it.
Kitchen organized? What are you like, where'd the pot go? Like, what's happening in your kitchen? You put the pan in the trash can again, Rachel. We need a better system.
Every day I get done drinking something, I go, where's the trash can at? And I just throw it in the sink because I can't find it.
Yeah. Not to brag or anything, but we do have an enormous amount of cabinets in our kitchen, and so it does help to keep things organized. If you have a lot of space, you don't have to
You'll put some of your clothes in the kitchen then.
Okay.
Rachel and I are not
Patreon.com/straightkennedy.
We're not really organized people, so I don't think we had a good system in place. So one, this was fine, but I didn't love this either. Silverware, whole new drawer. That'll mess you up for a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Every time you go to get a spoon, you're like, what's, I grabbed a battery. It's my junk drawer now, so.
Yeah. That tastes weird.
Yeah, but the junk drawer is nice, and we've kept it clean. It is nice. I can find things so easy.
We're going to learn. When are they coming?
I'm so excited. Next Tuesday.
You're so excited?
I am so excited. Like, I don't care how, I literally don't
we'll
care
do,
how much
And then we'll
is.
Start a timer for when it becomes unorganized.
What?
Then we're going to do a timer for when it becomes unorganized.
Okay.
What are they organizing again? One junk drawer.
So like
your
our
closet.
Junk,
so like your clothes are all hung up and they're all there.
That's going to be so nice for like 48 hours. It's going to be unbelievable. Everything's color coded.
I think that we don't have it.
And then they're just going to be like, hey, we just rearranged it.
The way that our drawers are, your stuff is just kind of like falling off the shelves. It's going to be so much better. And our bathroom area, like I always, stuff ends up on the counter all the time because I don't have a good like system for underneath the counter.
It's got to go back though. It's got to go back.
You're my wife and you want this really bad. So I guess you deserve it.
You want to know what my argument was?
I can't even wrap my head around how this helps us. Or you putting your stuff everywhere. If they're just like, hey, instead of the counter, you're basically hiring someone to just finally obey what I'm telling you. Hey, instead of putting it on the counter, you put it under the sink and you're like, that's what I'm saying. And it's just going to be a better system.
Okay, well then
I really want to know. I'm trying to be loving and supportive.
Well, I'm being loving and saying that I texted him. He was out of town when I was making my plans. And I said, by the way, talk to an organizer.
This is what happens. You hit the road too much. Your wife starts to cheat on you with organizers.
And he said, he's,
I'm going to get these ladies in my closet.
His
man.
Response was, you are the organizer. And I said,
I've already hired one. It's you.
I said, well, you are supposed to be the handyman and the lawn guy, and you don't do either of those.
So if he's able to hire it out, you're able to hire
exactly.
it out.
Exactly. Wow. If he can hire out his work, I'm going to hire out mine.
And which is more expensive, cutting the lawn or a home organizer?
Mm. For sure the lawn over.
Oh, yeah, but of course, in 5 years, you know, yeah, that's a good argument. Yeah.
But I guess it's not a perfect argument because it'd be kind of like, it would be like if you pulled up into our house and you saw the lawn and one half looked pretty good, my half, and the other half was like, there's
that's
vines
not the
everywhere
case,
and the grass was 6 feet tall.
My favorite.
And you might be like, I just feel like you could mow it a little bit, right? Like no. you could no. take shears to it every now and then.
I also like. This was the way you organize, like you do keep it like tidy on your bathroom counter, but like what you're organizing is like, you don't really care what the objects are. Like I watched it cause I thought it was funny for about 2 months. You organized
you see it beyond your clutter.
You organized one, like a wooden peg that goes to one of the kids' toys. Like you organized it on your counter with your stuff.
That's
like
kind of funny.
For 2 months or more.
My toothbrush, my toothpaste, yeah. and just random gadget.
Yeah.
Goes here.
Wooden peg.
It's like a blue wood. See, you don't even know what's on there.
No, describe it because I'll know.
It's like a blue wooden, like cylindrical peg that goes in the little hammer toy they have. And it was on your counter for probably 2 months.
Yeah, I liked it there.
This blue wooden peg Trey always keeps in his bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Would you rather have...
okay. It's a children's toy. Trey always knows where it's at.
Right
there. Right by the soap. Would you rather see a guy's counter have a single weird toy on it?
Or so fun would you rather? I've done this with my friends.
Yeah. Or a mountain of products. And a woman being like, how do we fix this?
I'd go one playful peg.
I need to pay a blonde girl $3,000 to do this. No. Katie, there's no way. There's no way. All right. We'll talk about more on Patreon. We're moving on to our correct opinions of the week. I'll start. My correct opinion is, if you look over and judge or mouth a stranger who has a crying baby on a plane, you should be added to a no-fly list. Okay? Oh. Listen, buddy. Do you think I want to be up here with a baby? Something happened in my life that means I have to be up 30,000 feet with a crying baby. I know babies shouldn't be 30,000 feet. They should be on the ground.
Yeah, they can't land.
Babies were born on the ground. They should be on the ground. But I have to be here. Okay. You ever seen they'll be like breaking, random man tries to open emergency door mid flight.
Yeah, what's going on in their head?
That's just a dad with a crying baby.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
He's given up. He goes, fine, I'm out. Now, of course, it's impossible to open, which is good. But I'm not saying we're better than you, okay? But you know what? We're up here suffering, trying to do our part to avoid the extinction of the human race. Do your part. Turn up the headphone volume.
Yeah, you really have an excuse these days. Beats Studio Pros are like $170. You won't even hear the baby.
That's right. You're saving so much money by not having a baby. Buy a AirPods. All right? Because I can't buy the headphones. I have a baby and a woman who can't organize stuff.
Yeah.
I have no money, no headphones, crying baby on the plane. Mm-hmm. Okay, shut the baby up. I wish I could... That's my correct opinion.
I've never understood the people who get so upset at a crying baby. I mean, even from the time I was an annoying, immature high schooler, I'd be on a flight and hear a crying baby like, well, I'm glad I'm not any closer than I am. I'm sure that parent is hating their life more than I am. I'm 10 rows, and yeah, it's annoying, but they don't want it to happen. No one wants it to happen.
I've gotten looks. No one's fully confronted me, and I'm like, oh, I want it to happen.
Because
I'd love to just shut up, man.
I had a flight attendant. It was when I... flew with Thomas when he was 2 months old, and our friend Bailey flew with me because I was meeting you in Portland, Seattle.
What? Okay, there was a tailwind or a headwind? No.
Anyways, we were doing our correct opinion.
Boeing or Airbus? Boeing or Airbus?
It was Southwest, I think, so it was freaking out.
Oh, I can do more details. I was meeting you guys out there to do the live correct opinions.
I remember that.
First ever. Fun.
Yes.
Tacoma, and Washington.
Thomas was a...
You think Katie would be really pretty memorable the first time ever on stage, but...
She did stand-up.
Yeah.
First time ever did stand-up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, killed it. And Thomas was... Did so great. He like slept pretty much the whole flight. And but he was very small. And I was standing up with him. I was like going to change his diaper. And the flight attendant in the back was like, so how old is he? And I was like, he's about 2 months old. And she was like, so where are you going? And I was like,
where are you running away from, miss? What did he do to you?
It was like a very clear, like she was kind of judging me for having him on the airplane.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm like, I don't have to. You
to
don't
be
have
a
to
star,
know.
Babe.
Work. I'm going to, to dance work. On a stage.
Yeah, but I was just, that was the first time. And that was early on. And that was that was not the first flight with him. That was his second flight. I wanted to be like, this is not even his first flight.
I think if I was a flight attendant and I saw a girl or, you know, a mom with like a young child, I would be like, oh, how young is it? Oh, 2 months. Oh, great. That'll be easy then. I wouldn't be like judging, like, oh, thank goodness he's not a year old.
Yeah. He was such a good baby.
Like, oh, she might nurse on the plane. Well, I'd be thinking. Yeah.
I had a guy deep in Excel spreadsheets give me a look one time. So I think there's a correlation with the more Excel sheet tabs you have, the more mad you get at baby.
The deeper you are.
If you're crunching numbers, you don't want to hear that baby.
I'm ready for AI to take his job.
Yeah, dude. Take that. AI's not taking my job as a dad.
Yeah.
How about that?
Wow.
So that's my correct opinion.
Love it.
And
it,
because you don't know, there's no thrill like looking another person in the eyes and just telling them off.
Oh.
It's a thrill. You guys ever done that?
I've
done it a couple times, kind of. Once, really. And it was like, I almost had to like, excuse me, sir. I know we just had a vacation.
And I got the better of it, but I need to walk this off.
I need to walk this off. This is exhilarating. I think I told the story. It was the... Hamed in Vegas, we talked about him, my blackjack dealer, who was mocking us. And I lost a bet and I went, oh man. He went, oh man. I just looked him right in the eye and I said, shut up. And my friends were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And he was like, whoa. And he did. And it worked.
He did shut up.
But in that moment, I was like, it was kind of like when you just tell a girl, like, I like you. And you're like, okay, before you answer, just let me take a lap.
I'm fluttering.
Because my heart is racing.
There was one time about a year ago in the Cane's drive-thru. Where I had just like the whole time you're kind of stuck in the drive-thru is going really slowly. You could just like windows down and you're like, holy cow, how big is the storm coming? Like you could just like hear the wind getting crazy. And in between getting the food and trying to pull out of there, huge wind gust comes and blows over all their like outdoor patio furniture. So like the umbrellas, the chairs, the tables. It's right in front of me. Couple of skinny customers went flying.
Right.
And so I've got all this furniture in front of me, but I'm stuck in the drive-thru. So I got to get out of my car. The rain starts coming down and I'm trying to get the furniture back up.
This, you really want Cane's. Anything for the source.
It was like
that. How do they make it?
That scene where the soldiers were holding up the flag at Iwo Jima. But it was just like our grandpa's
went to war. You're like, I need the box combo.
So I am like, single-handedly trying to get all this furniture back in the storm, but I'm blocking, obviously, the person behind me. And so while I'm doing it, I'm Iwo Jiming myself. This guy honks at me to move.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, dude, help me. And that felt good.
Yeah.
Just those three words.
Dude, help me.
I don't remember him helping, but it felt good to yell at him.
I'd throw a sauce at you if it wasn't so valuable.
But I paid extra for the second one, though. I'm going to hang on to it.
None of the employees came out to help either.
It was a crazy scene. No, they saved themselves.
That's right, but it was worth
it. Nuts.
Well earned.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tasted good that night.
I'm sure.
I do. Speaking of blackjack, I like it too much. I'm glad I've really stopped the gambling because we were watching that show, Black Rabbit. Anyone? Jason?
I watched the first episode.
Bateman? Yeah.
Jason Bateman. Mm-hmm.
Well, episode two, you know, he's, I think it's apparent, he's got some debts. He's a gambling. He's a gambling problem.
That's
this is debt. So he goes to try to win it back. He goes to this high stakes blackjack game and they do this whole scene where it's like very dramatic. All right. He's got a big bet. This is going to either get his debt paid or he's going to lose it all. And they're like, he's just in a tough situation. They're showing a seven. He's got a 15. You got to hit. Books says to, hey, you don't want to hit. And he hits and he hits the 20. And I mean, my heart just starts racing. Oh my gosh. And the next guy's like, not supposed to hit.
In.
But he wanted to hit. And so Jason Bateman's like, don't hit, dude. You're not supposed to hit. And the guy's like, come on, I'm going to hit. Very unrealistic, by the way. The guy had a 17 showing a 7. And he was going to hit for fun.
They could have done
no, that better. No one in the right mind. Yeah, do it better. Do it better.
I would have hit.
And he... Oh, dude. We told that story, right?
Maybe Patreon.
Or I think
and, sure. And it's like just a show, but... I had to come. It took me like a minute to come down.
Yeah, you were like, weirdly. I think you like rewinded.
No, he's got the win. He's got the win. Come on,
like,
come on.
Rewinded the scene and like watched like, it over again. I was like, all right.
No, Katie, see, she.
It was no, a that little. Was,
yeah, that was great. Derek hit, I think it was a 17, which you never ever hit a 17, ever under any circumstance.
Pretty much unheard of.
And he hit it. And so the dealer was just kind of on cruise control, assuming no one's going to hit that. So he flipped it. And it was a scenario where it's like bad for Derek, but then we're like, hey, he did win a hit. He did win a hit. It was this altercation. So blackjack's to 21. He had a 17. He lost, but he did technically hit. So if any card above 4 goes, he loses. So it's kind of like, so we have this whole argument. The pit boss comes over and is like, fine, deal him out the card. 2 wins it. And Derek was like, yeah.
That's how it's done.
And the best always is when you're a group of dudes like that, it's always for like, you know, it was like $15. Uh-huh. Yeah. She's like the Wolf of Wall Street. I'm back! It's the best ever when you're with your buddy and he's like, you know, last minute touchdown, loses his bet. He's like, ah, God, he's like, lost his mortgage payment. What was that? He's like, I had $8 on that.
I had $2. It was a parlay though. Would have been crazy.
Katie, what's your correct opinion?
My correct opinion is that drinking water is annoying.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Coming from you.
It's so privileged because we have clean water to drink and it's easily accessible. But it's just like, I know that that's so good for you and I know that it makes me feel good, but I'm never thirsty. And I just, it is like, it's always like something that I have to remember to do. And then I drink too much and then I have to stop and pee all the time. So it's just like, I either have to stop and drink the water or I have to stop and pee. And I just, I don't know. It's just like, feels like such a nuisance. And it's something you have to do every day.
Yeah, you kind of don't stop, huh?
You really... And she's passing it down to our children where they all come up and she's an amazing mother in every way. Her one, I'd say probably the biggest flaw as a mother is I go, I finally offer one of our children water and they're like, I was like, hey, you got to get, you're forgetting everyone's water here. You need to drink water. They need to drink water. And some people are like this. I mean, I'll never forget. I've told the story. The first time we traveled together, 2 days, I remember my head at one point, I was like, dude, he hasn't drank water. We'd be like hours and hours on the road. I'd be like, dude, I'm about to pee my pants. And you're like, bathroom? And you're like, no, I'm good. I'd be like, he doesn't go to the bathroom. He doesn't drink. How is he?
Yeah, you're like, do you have water? I brushed my teeth earlier. I think some slipped in.
It might be an Ozark thing because I'm the same way. I've never.
I just
some
like,
people drink more water than others.
Why do some people get really thirsty and other people don't?
I never pee on a plane.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. What kind of emergency scenario would I have to be in to make that happen?
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Okay, here we go. Here's the main reasons why people might drink different. Body size and composition. Yeah, we're all pretty, no biggies here.
We all have
no,
the exact same body.
Yeah, mm-hmm. same body.
Activity level.
Only one of us does high rocks.
Oh, yeah, well, there's that. Climate, same. Diet. Someone who eats a lot of salty, spicy, or high protein foods, or drinks caffeine or alcohol, may need extra water. What people who eat more fruits and vegetables, which have a lot of water already, might need less.
That's why.
That's Derek's reason.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All the water that's in those broccoli.
Health conditions, maybe diarrhea or fever.
I've had it before, yeah. Mm-hmm. That could be it.
Super helpful note there. Why am I so thirsty? I've had diarrhea. Personal habit and taste. Some people simply like water.
Huh. Yeah, animals.
I do love water.
I like how it tastes too. It's just like.
I love water. Give me some more water. I love drinks. I love drinking.
You do.
I have
you
50 like, drinks a day.
Yeah, you love
Let me
drinking.
Walk you through. It's what is
started
it?
Started to drink 3
p.m.
company.
Today. I woke up. I did my morning workout with my buddy. Not to brag, I was up really early. Blah, High Rocks, preparing for it. So I had a night. I had a yummy pre-workout drink, like strawberry banana or something.
Okay.
Yum yum yum. Really, it's a really a highlight when I get up early.
Okay.
And that makes you feel like you're on like Coke.
Okay.
Cane,
and it helps the workout. What is pre-workout? Is it caffeine?
I don't know, but you take it and your whole body tingles until you run around.
It I've never done be good that. For you.
And you should try it. It's awesome. And then I got done. I had an iced Americano I made. And then I had...
kind of back-to-back caffeine to start.
Sure. And then then what? Oh, and then I had a sparkling water. And then I had a regular water. And then I had a poppy.
Okay.
And then I had a latte. And now I'm working on my second poppy.
That's kind of nice. And keep I had the a stomach guessing. Water in there
too. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And then later today, I'll probably have more water and I'll have something fun tonight to drink. Like we put the powdered stuff in the water.
A little hydration mix.
Hydration pack that's definitely doesn't do anything for you.
Fall's here. The weather's dropping and I got to visit my in-laws in Iowa. I'm going to be put to work. Whoa.
I'm ready, dude.
You're ready for some Iowa work. You want to come with me?
I got a soft toe in here. They also, ooh, that's nice. Nothing's going to hurt my toes, dude.
Anvil. Like
I'm feeling like a man with this new Brunt gear. Brunt boots.
New sponsor
They're
alert.
Comfy, dude. And it's, you know what's funny? They sent me stuff years ago. So I've been rocking their
stuff. Hey, all right.
And I'm glad to see them back. Proud sponsor of the pod.
You've been a
I
long
love
time.
Their gear. I have a pair of their black boots. And I got a brown boot. I got this cool hat on. And for a limited time, our listeners can get $10 off at Brunt when you use code CORRECTOPINIONS at checkout.
Hey, so that's fun.
There you go. They're no doubt the most comfortable work boots I've ever worn. I like to just, I don't do much working, I'll be honest.
But they're stylish.
But they're stylish.
You don't have
stylish.
To wear them for work.
But I could see they have all those options if you're a real true working man or woman. Which
yeah, if
our
you
son,
need a steel toe.
By the way, our son thinks that all women who work aren't moms. And that's something we need to correct and figure out. He said that woman's, there was a woman working in the tree trimming group that worked for us. He goes, she's working, so she's not a mom.
Yeah, it's old fashioned, but I like it.
Yeah. That's a separate problem. But these boots, they're high quality. They're great. They're the go-to for anything work related or fashion related.
Join us. You can get 10% off and know that you're joining us because we all have the same boots in the same exact size.
That'd be cool.
All four of us.
All four of us wear the same shoe size. Shout out Chet Holmgren. A limited time. $10 off. Go to Brunt. Use code CORRECTOPINION. Support the show. Get you your gear now. You need it. You deserve it.
Seem good?
I think we got it.
Sorry, I thought it was done right there, and then I realized there's... All right.
This section is mandatory. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you picking this up? Do I need to say anything? Clap?
Don't need to clap. We're good.
We love Brunt, and Brunt... Get this, they were tired of the workwear brands out there cutting corners. You work too hard to be stuck in these uncomfortable boots that don't hold up. So they built something better, boots that are insanely comfortable, amazing, high quality, built for any job site.
Nice.
So for a limited time, our listeners get $10 off at Brunt when you use code CORRECTOPINIONS at checkout. Go support the show. Head to bruntworkwear.com and use the code CORRECTOPINIONS and you're good to go. When you pay the organizers and scam us out of money, how are you going to pay them?
Well, they're going to ask for cash. Because they got a sketchy business going on. Don't do it.
Yeah. I'm going to use Cash App.
Okay.
Safe. Secure.
Secure. I like it. I use Cash App. Use a Cash App card. It's the best. Easy to sign up for. Easy to use. Not boring. It's fun.
Bingo, bango, bongo.
Paying for stuff. Getting money for stuff. Cash App is more than just a safe way to send and receive money. With the Cash App card, you get tons of perks without hidden fees. Think early access to concert presales. Ooh, discounts on everyday purchases at brands you've probably already spending money on.
That's nice.
That's pretty cool.
The other day I told her about this. They're like, hey, the Cash App gives us a discount. She's like, wait, which were the brands? She's on her laptop. Which were the brands again?
Yeah, oh, Anthropologie. Okay. Yeah.
I'm on it.
For a limited time, new Cash App customers can get $10 if they use the code CASHAPP10 on their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Free 10 bucks, people.
Free money.
Use code CASHAPP10, CASHAPP10 in their profile. Sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. You get 10 bucks. Terms apply. Wow. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Discounts and promotions provided by Cash App, a blocking brand. Visit cashapp.com/legal-podcast for full disclosures. Wasn't that good? How I did the
social?
Support the show. Go get Cash App.
I never know if you're supposed to pronounce when they put the S in the parentheses. Like, am I supposed to pronounce that? Why don't you tell me?
Like, partner parenthesis, parenthesis. Yeah. I don't know. Your correct opinion, Jake.
So I've got one of two that I can do. One, do you have a guitar readily available? Is it nearby? Right, okay, I could do one with a guitar then. In the meantime, Katie, you might appreciate this. The girls at dinner last night, kind of just speaking of water, they're going back and forth talking about all this health stuff and, you know, gluten-free, Rachel on this anti-inflammatory diet. You ever done that?
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, you can't even have vegetables on that diet? You can't have raw vegetables?
Raw vegetables, yeah.
Which is insane. But I can hear him strumming. I was like, what if we just all drank more water? Then maybe you could have raw vegetables. Doesn't it feel like just getting good sleep and drinking water, like, kind of just is the cure for everything?
And they said no.
And they said, Jake, you're so smart.
All right. Be careful. Be careful. I wrote a song that has probably about 600,000 streams on Spotify on that. So
what's it called?
Hey, Baby.
Oh, yeah. All right. So my correct opinion is that I'm tired of, like, singer songwriters making songs where this is mainly all I hear in the song. All right. So let's see how. And that squeaks a lot on the chair. Hold on.
they have, yes, to play it up. Do they go in and do they ramp it up?
They've got to be pumping those squeaks in.
They're pumping the squeaks in.
That's it.
That's a hit.
Is there a song you're thinking of?
It started. I got on Release Radar this week. Shawn Mendes came out with a new song, and I just kept turning the volume up in my car, trying to hear it.
It's like the squeaks in the NBA games.
Exactly.
They're pumping them in.
Yeah. So all I could hear was that. What's that called? I don't know how well the audio is going through, but
you can just hear it.
It's just the, like, when you switch chords on a guitar, it's so much louder than anything else. There's a certain genre.
It's gonna be called something. A string squeak.
String screech. But that's it. I don't really know much how to play guitar, but I know I just hear this a lot.
I thought you were about to, like, bust out some guitar. I was like, I didn't know about you.
Did you actually play a chord, though?
I know G, C, and D.
Dang. I think that was part. Once you get baptized in, like, the Reformed Church, there's, like, here's these four chords. In case you ever want to. Yeah, they do that. They do that.
Mm-hmm.
Katie, have you ever noticed this? The squeaks.
Yeah.
Ah!
Jeez.
Sorry.
I did see a counterpoint that the imperfections, though, is a way to prove that a song is not AI now. And so they're going over, like, all the old songs where they kept in, like, the tempo changing or something like
that. That's where we're headed, is every song's going to suck. So they're like, no, a human did it. Yeah. See, it sounds bad. It sounds bad. A human did it.
Yeah, wow.
No,
yeah.
You know it's a human because it's bad. It's worse.
I'll go.
So let's go see it.
Yeah, piggybacking that, double correct opinion. I don't like when AI speaks to me and throws in filler words like and You notice that? I don't like that. It's becoming a little too human.
We don't need emojis. We don't need.
Yeah, you'll talk to it like, hey, I'm trying to do a workout for my lower body that doesn't make me too exhausted. What do you recommend? Hey, Jake, that sounds like a great idea.
Getting that lower body pump.
Maybe do some leg presses and... if you're feeling it, do some calf raises too. I'm like, just give me the answer. No filler words.
I don't like that. Like, I don't want to go to a workout class and my instructor be going, okay, next we're gonna, okay, let's do this. It's like, no, you need a plan.
You're zero tolerance with filler words in person.
I
don't want my robots to. I'm okay with my humans doing it.
No, not if you, I went to a yoga class and she.
She was unsure.
She was unsure of what we were going to do next.
So she's a human. Or was it too fake?
No, it was
what,
like,
we're overdoing.
I know exactly. I've computed it. I mean, wait.
Like, she literally didn't know what we were doing.
I can't figure it out. Optimizing.
Yeah. I'd prefer optimizing. That.
You guys think they're like AI movie? Who would ever go see an AI movie?
I'm a little confused by this.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Is it Zuckerberg or OpenAI? Someone came out with a new, like, scrollable platform that's strictly for AI. And, like, who's that for?
No one's signing up for that. No one's like, I just genuinely don't believe that. I can't imagine a place so depraved where humans are like, did you see that new movie, man? Because so much of the reason we love it is like DiCaprio's in it. He's so good in it. Mm-hmm. Oh, my favorite director made it. I don't know. It was so, the way they shot it is so cool. How do they do that? How did they do it? And you're just like, you see the movie? Someone clicked enter and it's just AI made it. Like no one, no one's going to get that fired up about it. You're just being like.
Devil's advocate here. Is that not what Pixar and cartoons are?
Not at all. Katie's, she's so behind on AI. She's like, explain me the difference between AI and Toy Story. It's the same thing, pal. Woody's been a robot for 20 years. You're ahead of your time.
I think it was.
Were you a kid? Just like, give me the real stuff. I know dolls can't talk.
What?
You don't even know what Toy Story is?
Yes, I do. But I'm saying like, it's a made up thing that a computer made.
I mean,
So you think Toy Story is made by how? But like how?
A computer.
Just the one.
Just
a computer. Yeah.
Just a guy. That's it. Like,
yeah,
like
there's, a self. There's voiceovers.
So they walked in one day and they go, look what this computer did. This is
there. No, Buzz Lightyear people worked on it, but I'm just saying that.
Okay, that's the big difference,
yeah, that's
right?
That's the big difference.
That's
a human like started by like drawing these characters and then a computer program.
So humans did that one, right? And I'm saying humans don't do this one.
But I'm just saying, is there going to be that big of a difference in like a cartoon type of show?
I think I could see a world, the like scrollable AI platform. I'm like, we're never going to run out of human made stuff where we need AI. But an AI movie, I could see like there being Buzz, like the first AI movie. And then there is a DiCaprio of AI that like either girls really like or guys really like. And they develop this like following almost. I could see that happening.
I mean, though, but I by like the biggest sickos in the world.
Yeah,
like I don't. There's like, imagine talking to anyone you know with a brain, and you're like, "Did you see the new movie?" Yeah. Who was it? You tell me about it. Someone was telling me about a new AI that's an actress that people like.
Was it Sophie or something like? What was
her name? I'm not on board for the human AI.
Her name is Tilly Norwood. Bring up Tilly Norwood.
I don't know anything about
Tilly
Norwood.
This is an AI character.
Tilly Norwood is an AI character made, and she's. She was created by blah, blah, blah in July. So pull her up here. Pull her up here. Tilly Norwood.
And then they're trying to like do PR for her to like give her like a back.
Wait.
Yeah, they're trying to like do a whole thing. Could you imagine going to one of your friends with a brain like right now you'd say, dude, the new rom-com's out. Rachel McAdams is back. Like I really like Rachel. I'm going to go see that. If you're like, dude, the new movie with Tilly Norwood.
Tinor. Yeah.
Dude, she's my favorite. You'd be like, hey, man. Are you addicted to weird stuff on the internet?
I was going to say, well, this is actually a good kind of birds, one stone thing, is let's make our first AI movie featuring Tilly Norwood, and then at the same time, we could film an episode of To Catch a Predator and just get everybody.
Yeah, just, oh, perfect. They're all in the room.
Yeah, it'd be really easy.
Tilly Norwood, like the bombshell. It's like they try to do a Sydney Sweeney thing. Like, yeah. Look at this hot girl movie. And then everyone in the room, they go, oh, perfect. You're all arrested.
Yeah. You all have a record. You all have your pants down right now.
On your hard drives.
Yeah.
Because you are attracted to a computer.
I saw there was like an AI, like I think she was supposed to be either a wife of a tennis player or just like a tennis fan. And they were posting a bunch of pictures of her.
Tennis
like
fan, that's got to be AI.
At like at these things or whatever. And I remember it popped up on my feed several times. And then I finally clicked on it and I was like, someone was reposting like, this is an AI girl. Like she is not real. She is not, these are not real clothes.
You just got Tillied.
And this was a AI fan of tennis. It was like,
it was something like that. It was like a girl that was supposed to be like an influencer, but they kept showing her.
Tennis fan most recently refers to the AI generated influencer, Mia Zelu.
Mia Zelu. Let's see her.
Z-E-L-U.
Let's see if she's hotter than Tilly Norwood.
Who went viral for creating realistic looking photos of herself at Wimbledon, fooling many, including Katie Kennedy, into thinking she was a real person.
Yeah, this girl.
This girl's AI, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, they always make them so attractive.
This is where we're heading, huh?
I want to see a regular looking person.
They've worked so hard to change the female goal here. That's... Yeah, I just cannot.
Because
there's
mostly,
just no world where you're like, man, I gotta go see Mia Zelu, man. She's my favorite.
she kept popping up on my Instagram, and I'm like, I was like, who is, why does this girl keep popping up on my Instagram? And then I clicked on it.
Dude, this is so fascinating though. She has 200,000 Instagram followers.
I'm sorry.
And like, she's doing like fashion inspo, blogging, like she could do brand deals. Like whoever created her could just make money off of this fake image and likeness. Dude, this is crazy.
That's what people are betting on. If you follow an AI influencer, like, this is fun. Am I alone here? Do you guys get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, who could actually feel a connection to a robot human? You're not well.
Yeah, you're on To Catch a Predator.
Derek, can you play this? This is what I like about AI. Katie, can you please watch this? This is the future of AI, and this brings me value.
I hope it's the girl I'm thinking of.
And this is, we need less of these weird, attractive robots. We need this.
What?
Where's the volume? Where's the volume?
The way you sent it. It's...
Right, left. Oh, he holds it together. Next is the yellow oxer. Watch the ball.
Here they go to the vertical. Nice jump there. Clear.
What? He's up on the stirrups, arms out, showing off an incredible level of confidence. Oh.
Coming to the green vertical now. Good pace.
Nice jump. Clean.
Heading for the oxer.
Oh, clip that rail. He's still on.
Moving toward the oxer. Good rhythm so far.
Oh, and the horseback's off. Whoa. Rider unseated.
Coming to the first vertical now. Awesome. He'll want to...
Coming to the blue vertical now.
Dude, why is this so easy to watch?
Coming to the first vertical now. Good takeover.
Keep it up. Bit of a wobble on landing.
It is.
That looks so real. That's amazing. That's good.
That's what comes up on your feed?
I haven't seen the horse one, but I've seen some similar stuff, and that's great.
If you're listening, I'm sorry. It's just an AI video. It looks real, kind of, but it's like a 700-pound person riding a horse and falling off of it a bunch.
Over and over.
And that's art.
I would see that movie.
I mean, that person legitimately, it was like a
bullet. So who do you think voiced Woody?
A human. Depends
which computer was plugged in that day.
Oh. All right. How long has this been going? Having a great time.
Like 40?
I've brought some more videos I really want to watch. Will you pull up the first one? I've got some clips from the internet. And I need some water. You don't have... When you do this, you don't have a desire for water? Talking for an hour?
I mean, yeah. That's why I bring my water down here.
And you had a little grape juice earlier too, right?
I did. I had a little a little juice box.
I don't want you hydrated for step up three. Hey.
Pulsing it out here. Again, asking the Lord to just reveal anything that could be holding you back experiencing him.
No.
Thanking God for your beautiful body, for the ability to be able to move. We have so much gratitude, so much pulsing it out here.
Little, gosh, what a find.
Little faith-based Pilates, or what was that, yoga?
Pilates?
For those not watching, it probably sounds like, oh, that's a nice, just like Christian yoga. But she is thrusting.
For the Lord.
She's doing glute bridges.
Glute bridges. Thinking?
Okay, all right. That's kind
of thinking for my body that can move this way? That's what she was doing.
Yeah, I know.
Why can't I do it?
I kind of want to ask some stuff out too, but Katie's going to need to leave the room for me to do the bit I want to do.
Well, you can't do it because we are making fun of the person who was doing it.
I just think don't you think workout classes as a whole, they don't need to talk so much. Let's just work. Because, like, I mean, I don't know.
I like the music. This is annoying.
But the other ones, they just do a different version of this that's not faith-based. They're just like, thank yourself for being here today. Fighting back yawn so
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, I was. I don't know why. But I agree. Sometimes there's a balance. Like, you can talk a little bit, or if there's like a pause or whatever, but otherwise I don't really want to know like your backstory or like I don't know.
I think it's okay to do a little Devo and yoga. I think a lot of people would get something out of that. But you've got to have the wherewithal to know, like, during the hip thrust, don't clip that and put it on Instagram while you're doing the Devo.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Yeah, just don't
do it during that part.
Wait for the, like, the, I don't know, the abs or something.
Shavasana. Yeah, go crazy. Give a little this scripture. Reminds me of,
I think it was something you found. You found a girl who was also doing like a faith-based workout.
The athleisure.
But it was like all her butt. It was just pictures of her butt.
And the brand was called like Jezebel or something.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, they next would go
one,
well
get
together.
The next one queued up. Yeah, that's that was a fun find. My algorithm, I'm starting to get it dialed in. Good. For the pod videos.
Good.
And that's really the only... This next one, is this what I think it is? This one I thought was interesting. Okay, play this.
Dear God, I pray for my mom
this
and my dad
praying
and
as a kid
all of my
with
siblings,
severe OCD.
And lots of friends. And just in case I forgot to pray for someone, please don't hurt any of those people that I forgot to pray for. I actually pray for every single person ever who was ever born or died ever. And the people down there. In the no-no place. And just because I pray for the people down there in the no-no place doesn't mean I want to make you mad. Please don't hurt anyone that I prayed for. And just in case you want to hurt someone that I prayed for, I double pray for everyone. And I don't want to assume that you're mad at me. You're never mad. Please don't be mad at me. So I pray for every single person ever again and I double pray for them.
That's pretty good.
That's funny.
It's so viral. All the comments were just like, I had no idea everyone else dealt with this. It was, oh, that was me. Just my little bedtime routine. Like, the amount of times I'd be like, amen. I'd be like, I think I got to do that one again. I don't think that one. I'm going to go over that one more time. I mean, the amount of prayers God had to deal with for my dog, Toby. My God.
He's that's probably who like, you oh were praying
gosh,
for the most.
Dog again. Pray for the dog, man. Pray for the gosh. 9 years old. Just pray for the dog, dude. The dog. All the top comments, someone was like, and like when the intrusive thought comes in, like all hell Satan, and then you'll be like, wait, no, I didn't mean that. There's a Bible verse that's like the only single unforgivable sin is to blaspheme the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You ever read that verse?
Yeah.
And of course, that's like, wait, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. And then so many times, like in my head, I just, it's like intrusive thought of like,
say it.
I hate the Holy Spirit. And they'd be like, no. Push it down.
I just thought it. I didn't mean it.
That's how we're wired so differently. That doesn't happen to me.
Wow, you're perfect.
Yeah.
She's like, wait, I don't even know. She's like, I'm in heaven. Like,
it
I
says,
guess.
Don't sin. I don't do it.
Yeah. When's the last time you sinned?
Love rules.
When's the last time you sinned?
I'm sure if you.
2023?
Yeah.
This week? Have you?
No. Never. Any day ever.
Wow. Yeah. Like this morning when I left, I said, yeah, I got to go to my office. I have a call. I love you. And you go, you should really hem those pants. And I go, what's that? And you go, like, you need to hem them. I'm like, what does that mean? And you go, you don't know what hemming pants means? And I said,
okay, on my love side, you.
No one can see my pants.
I think they need to be hemmed, but the way you were asking it, it seemed like you didn't know what hemming pants meant, and I was so confused.
This is a good like sneak preview into what we're gonna do on Patreon this week. I'm the worst.
Yeah.
Segment.
Yeah.
We do that. We'll bring back the I'm the worst segment on Patreon. Was that on your list?
No, but it was a funny interaction.
What it propelled you did do we you ever leave your spouse's side and within 30 seconds you feel better? I better text them and be like, hey, sorry. She did that. She's like, hey, sorry, I said that mean.
Sorry about that. Pants hemming.
And yeah, Katie, I didn't really know what I thought. What's hemming pants mean? Like around my butt, the legs? Is there only one place to hem them?
Yeah, the bottom, the length.
What about the top? What about the top?
That's called altering. That's not hemming.
Oh, interesting. So yeah, did you know that?
I did not.
Did you know that, Derek?
You could hem
so maybe
her.
Not everyone in the world knows what that means.
Good. So that was one sin. Mm-hmm. One really bad one.
That was at least one today.
At least one today. So that's my only one today, really. Probably.
Yeah, so no one else relates to that, huh? Oh, I was an OCD boy.
No, yeah. I mean, especially when I was like a kid. Yeah.
I remember fighting back the internal thoughts of things you're not supposed to do.
Yeah,
that makes
right?
You want to think it. That was,
oh, no, yeah. I thought it. Wait, did I think it? Does that mean I did it? Oh, my gosh. No.
I just spilled my water everywhere, so. A little payback.
Who cares?
Sure. Yeah, a little payback.
Don't even want to drink that.
I got my nice water-resistant clothes on, so.
Yeah, ready to go.
Sweat wicking.
Yeah.
Was that, that's kind of like a, was that, buy that in like 2020. It's kind of like a swaggy hazmat.
Yeah, I did buy this in 2020. No germs
getting in there.
Yeah, I need to update my closet. Yeah. Once it's really organized, I'll be able to see how little clothes actually fit me, and then I can buy them all.
You may not want to be here the day it all happens, because I'm remembering now, they're going to take everything out of your closet and throw it all over your house, and then put it on new hangers that cost a lot of money, but then it'll be color-coded.
They color-code it?
Uh-huh.
Of course.
That's what we're paying for.
We're paying for way more than that.
We're going to, okay. Do I have one more video, yeah, or do they have one more? I don't even remember what this was. Oh, this is good. This is good.
You don't want to mess with me.
No, pause. Sorry. I'm in Arkansas. People who blame their awful personality on their geographic location.
You don't want to mess with me. I'm an Arkansas girl. She was like, you're being, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'm from the southeast of Arizona. What did you expect? She wanted to like be cordial and chat. And I said, that's not really how we do it in Iowa. Do you know what I mean? You don't want to mess with me.
That's so funny. Good.
Those are the worst type of, dude, I know, I can picture a couple of these people where they're like, they go off and live somewhere, and then they post like next to, they're on a horse. Like, you can't take the girl out of Arkansas. Like, you never rode a horse growing up. Yeah, you didn't ride horses growing up. That's like what I, dude, I'm from Oklahoma. Dude, I lived in basically a gated neighborhood. Like, Oklahoma, wow, what was it like there? Mm-hmm. And I could easily be like, hey.
And you seen the show Yellowstone?
Sometimes I'm tempted, because like, well, our vacation home was at a lake place that had some rednecks, let me tell you. And so I'm pretty comfortable around those folks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't stand those people. You get around some of your world, some of these people. South, we're Southern, we're from Georgia. A little different down here. Ugh. Go choke on an okra.
Oh, wow.
I was listening to Aziz Ansari on a podcast just yesterday, and he was talking about how
he's the worst.
Born and raised.
I'm brown.
Born and raised in South Carolina. Oh. And he's like, yeah, but I don't really have the accent anymore. But if I get around people, then I do get that Southern accent again. And I was like, I call BS on all that.
People love to say that.
You don't really lose your accent. Like, if you really grew up with an accent, then you have that accent. My dad's had his whole life. He doesn't go in and out based on who he's around.
Well, that's just a choice, right? Like, if I get around DJ Michael, I start to throw out a few ites.
You say the N-word and stuff.
Well, I'm around you. I'm more comfortable doing it. But that's just... And people act like, I can't even control it. I get back to Georgia, and boy, I start talking like this.
Okay.
You can control it. Yeah. I get around a few too many black guys. I'm like, yeah, what's up going on, man? Yeah,
booling today, man.
But that's what, I guess that's what we say, because it does happen to me, but like, I can consciously realize it's happening and be like, oh, like, that's not how I talk. It's just kind of like, it is happening, but I understand that it's happening and I can stop it.
Oh, right? No, it's coming back. What do you sound like in the South?
I reckon.
Yeah,
you grew up saying reckon.
A lot of reckon.
Do you know anyone in your life that said reckon growing up? No one's ever said that, actually, outside of a movie.
I feel like in deep South, like farmland Georgia, they say reckon.
Yeah, people say reckon.
Yeah.
They force it.
The people that say wrassle.
Wrassle?
Yeah, you never heard anyone say wrassle?
No, I don't know.
Boys over there wrestling. Yeah, on that roof.
I caught him wrestling the dog, and he's liking it a little too much. I sprayed him with a hose, get him off him.
Yep, that's it.
It's a perfectly used. Yep. That's a perfect example.
Yeah,
in a sentence. Use what it in a sentence. You? Wrestle. What's another one? Jake can use it in a sentence. Any Southern word, he can do it.
Crick.
What?
Crick.
A crick.
I saw him in the crick with a dog, and they were getting a little too close. So I had to spray him with a hose to get him off of him. It's easy.
Yeah, it's easy.
Everyone involves my son being weird with the dog.
What do you think happens in your mouth?
I saw him using that turnip on the dog, and I was like, whoa, he's getting too close. I got to spray him off with a hose.
What happens in the South?
Yeah. Use it in a sentence.
It's quite simple if it's the South.
It is.
And boy, and that dog, yeah.
Old Yeller.
Should have given him another brother.
Boy, the dog. I miss my dog. I like dogs.
Okay.
I have a lot of people that don't think I do. I like dogs.
Get one.
But I like trained dogs.
I would like to see you guys turn a corner on the dog thing.
Golden Retriever.
Yeah, whenever I'm around a dog, I'm like, what's not to like? Get
one. I like dogs. I just don't want your don't have your dog jumping on
me. Do you own a dog, Jake?
I don't own one. Not even a little bit.
You guys, okay. Someone should get one around here.
Come on.
I just want your dog jumping on me, right?
Is that your least favorite thing?
It's actually that's what people have. I don't like the dog owners. I like the dogs. You walk into someone's house. Oh, he's fine. He doesn't get him off me. I just had these pants hemmed.
Yeah.
It's all over you jumping. That really bothers me. And it's so many people just, that doesn't, or little stuff, you know, our 1-year-old's in a car seat. The dog's like licking her face. He's fine. Well, that's just kind of backup.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's kind of weird.
Like, yeah. No.
You guys just need to get a really old dog and run them like you're leasing cars every 3 years. New dog. Hey, Thomas, what's the dog's name? Nothing. That's right. We don't name him because I don't want you to get too attached.
That's right.
We're getting a new one next month.
Any day now, I could be annoyed and he's done.
Yeah, it's an old dog who won't jump, is clearly well-behaved, too tired to lick.
They smell bad. You have to, like, do stuff with them.
They don't smell that bad, though. I mean, they're not like a farm animal. They don't smell that bad.
Yeah, you got to keep them clean. Bathe them.
Yeah.
Bathe them up. They're sweet. No. But I do think it's cool to just have, like, oh, this dog likes me, but I'm getting that pretty good with the humans I made.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think at this point, I'd be like, oh, yeah, the dog. But I do like him. A good dog. We had a venue this past weekend. The venue dogs are fun.
I've seen that once ever. Was that Boston?
Wilbur had one.
Wilbur?
The Wilbur.
Oh, is that the name of the... Wait, is that Boston?
Yeah.
Oh, we were both right. That was a city I never heard of. What state's Wilbur in?
That's just so funny to gaslight me. We were in Boston. Yeah, the Wilbur. Burr, what the heck are you talking
about?
His
name's Bill Burr, not Wilbur. But yes, he's from Boston.
Oh, yeah, it's the venue. In Boston? Yeah, that's why I said it.
Huh. All right. If you say so.
The dogs was a Wilbur. It's a Scottish breed.
English Wilbur?
Yeah, when a venue dog is good. Shout out.
And it liked you?
It was a very friendly dog. Very nice.
Does it live at the venue? Or does it go home with someone? You just leave it there?
That's a good question. Questions.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you performed this weekend. What happened?
Yeah, I performed. It was good. There's videos on the screen. Sometimes we do funny videos in the show. And so who do you think made those? I'll keep going. And they were great. Shout out Connecticut. This is a little late. And then if you're listening to this now, we were in Tulsa, Dallas, Connecticut. I keep forgetting. Red Bank, New Jersey. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Never heard of my life. What a place. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania has a massive, now defunct, steel plant. So it's like, it's huge. It was the second largest producer of steel in the country in its heyday.
And now what do? Just AI?
Now it's an AI building.
Yeah. Servers.
Servers.
Dang.
Good grief. But there's Oktoberfest going on. Never been to Oktoberfest before.
Know what it is exactly.
Turns out it's really just, they're like, what if we drink these beers in a parking lot?
Like, in 2 days, I'm playing in a Oktoberfest pickleball tournament. Like, what is
they
this
just
word?
They put up signs that say Oktoberfest.
And
you just drink beer.
That's the German outfits.
And then it's German. So there's like German
you wear
stuff.
Those outfits.
And I have pigtails.
There might be someone in German outfit singing a song. There might be someone in German outfit.
And you drink beer out of really
beer.
Big
the beers big the beers glass. In the glass, and then so they do the competition where you hold up the glass.
Wow!
And then this one I went to, they had a wiener dog race.
That's kind of fun.
That was fun.
Is that legal?
Dachshunds. Again, I like dogs. Very annoying dog breed.
Why?
Have you ever been around a dachshund?
Their heads got too big after Toy Story. Honestly,
it's tough when you have the dog breed that when the door rings. They act like they want to kill you. The owner has to go, no, it's okay.
No, he's cool.
Like, can you imagine you had a kid, every time the doorbell rings, Thomas just ran up and was just like, screw you, beat it, I hate you. It's like, no, he's fine. He's fine.
He just does that as loud.
He's fine. No, it's fine. Train him better.
Yeah.
This is not a pleasant way to enter your home.
Yeah.
And then Thomas would just pounce on your leg. He just humps your knee. He's fine. Who cares?
Yeah.
That's old Tom.
His dad was the same way. Got him from a mill.
Oktoberfest, that's fun. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. A lot going on. Great crowd. A lot of fun. Went to a restaurant after. They hit me up like, hey, you want to come to a restaurant? I go, yeah. I'll do anything. Great restaurant. Shout out La Maya.
What kind of food was
some of the best Mexican food I've ever had up in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
This town's got a lot going on. The market up there. A steel town that's very pro-German and good Mexican food.
The guy treated us. Yeah, right. The guy treated us, came back. He said, guys, it's authentic. We have a big-time chef. It's all authentic. A bunch of Mexican ladies back there. So it was great.
That's what he said?
I did call him in. Ice.
Trey.
Shouldn't have said that.
Oh,
did you do it,
gosh.
Like, secretively, like, hey, can I get a refill?
Extra. Hold the ice. I got to cover. And as our Uber picked us up, they were.
That is horrible.
I know.
That's not funny.
Rules. That's not funny. It was an AI joke.
Trey didn't write that.
I didn't write that.
No. Oh, okay. Well, that's proof that AI can sound really real.
Yeah. I can't take our jobs too. Because you wouldn't approve.
Whoa.
I can't wait to see how much money you're going to spend on organizing your drunk tour on Patreon.
All right. Patreon.com. That's tricky to hear us keep going. Wait, what we did the thing? How long have we been going?
We did the thing.
Oh, we got a few more. Katie, tell everyone that story you were telling me.
What?
I'm just joking. You looked like you're going to say something.
Any Darren Waller updates?
No.
He's balling out.
He's playing.
Can you hit his line? He got a call. He's back in the league. Katie's personal friends back in the NFL are killing it. He was on his couch. They said, hey, we need a tight end. He's got four touchdowns.
Wow. Good job,
he
Darren.
Played. He retired. He got separated from...
Got divorced.
Yeah.
Got married, divorced.
Became a rapper.
Tried to be a rapper.
Quit.
Now
he's on the Dolphins.
Back in the NFL, four touchdowns. A real master, a real life lesson in, hey, do what you're good at. Don't need to do all this, do all that.
What team is he on?
The Dolphins.
Ooh. Any of your fantasy players on Miami's team?
Oh. Okay.
What
does that mean?
Nothing.
What?
What do you? What?
I have
never been that excited about
other, that. I'm just putting some things together that I had some friends going to. They said they're going to go to a Dolphins game, and I was like, why would they be going
to
a Dolphins game?
I knew you had Darren Waller updates, and you're keeping him from us.
And that makes sense. I had no
idea. Is he in the game plan next week?
What?
Find that out. When your friend hangs out with Waller, be like, are they drawing stuff up for you?
Today I saw he went from healthy to questionable. Can you find out how serious it is?
This is like next month they're going.
Okay. Well,
I'm glad I asked.
It's still important. Yeah. Yeah. Midseason. Important.
Yeah. Well, okay. Fun.
Well, what was the actual story you wanted to tell us?
I never had a story. Trey just wanted me to have a story.
We're being weird.
Not being weird. You got a story for us? What was that story you were going to tell us, Trey?
I got stories. We had a great time. There's a woman in, was it New Jersey? They're always wild in New Jersey.
The Garden State.
Yelling at the start, yelling at me, kind of like, okay. And then I do a joke in the show about how, for these photo shoots, oftentimes these couples, they're barefoot. They got their feet out. Yeah. So, it's a joke referencing that. And then she followed that up with, show us your toes.
Oh.
Really, really loud like that. Wherever we can hear. Show us your toes. Kind of ignore it.
Uh-huh.
And then later I made
a weird thing to say.
I make a joke about how my grandma, I said, hey, my grandma died in 2020, not of COVID, but don't worry. She did not believe in it. Oh my goodness. That kind of gets kind of a laugh. And then always gets maybe a couple little ironic hoops and hollers like, yeah, it didn't exist.
Which is
like, I mean, we can argue a lot of things about it. It is a thing that exists, right? And then she was like, yeah. I mean, she was obviously hammered. Yeah. Like really going off the rails. Like, yeah, it didn't exist. Yelling.
Yeah.
So I try to engage. I go, okay, the woman who once is obsessed with seeing my toes is also yelling that didn't exist. Not New Jersey's brightest, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then that, 9 times out of 10, that quiets them. I mean, that just
ramped
her
up.
Yeah, he's talking to me. She said, show us your toes probably 10 times straight after that.
What?
And I had like 4 minutes left. I was just trying to wrap. And then what this woman really started with, I forgot. My very absolute, very first punchline that I know a lot of the recties know, especially the super recties. I set it all up. Very first joke of the show, set it all up. And she screamed something crazy as I'm about to say it, which
dang it
distracts everyone and completely ruins the joke. And I go, all right, 0 for 1 tonight. And so at the end, I don't even joke. I just go, ma'am, just I just do the one of these. I go, I just have a few minutes. I just really, I don't know what else to say. You just, she kept going and I just did the whole, this is a classic strategy, which I love, where you just, I just say nothing and let her kind of keep going and embarrass herself until the crowd just starts going, be quiet. And that worked.
Wow.
That's brutal with like 4 minutes left. Got to deal with the drunk lady.
Just fine. That's good. When you're public speaking and someone's calls, just be quiet. Let them hear how stupid they sound. And that works. Was anyone with her? I have no idea. Maybe she was AI. So we have worked.
Wow.
Maybe it was Tilly Norwood.
Wow.
Which, if it was, hubba hubba. I know exactly. It's weird. It's weird they're making them. We need some more. Are they going to do DEI for
AI?
The AI actresses?
Really good question. Probably. Do it.
Oh, let's go down that rabbit hole. They're not hiring the right AI actresses. You have to like hire them. It's a crazy thought. I'd be like, hey, just generate someone who kind of looks like Tilly Norwood. Just generate another one.
Like, does someone own her?
Yeah, like, I think it is like complex computing. So they maybe like they build her out and own her.
Yeah.
Is the idea, but I don't know. We'd have to talk. We'd have to talk to Pixar because they figured it out. Woody.
Okay, I'm saying, like, if you are a person and you create a idea for a movie and give the characters kind of like characteristics and things that you want, and then AI goes from there. I understand a person is not making the full cartoon, but it is a similar idea, right?
I guess people, you know, they successfully made like Shrek, and I guess for kids especially, they could just whip up AI and be I love Tilly, and you're like, well, she's not real, like super not real, but
I think so. What I'm thinking, like a really simple kid. I mean, those are the only shows that I'm watching these days, so that's why I'm like, surely a computer could make some of these, like really simple shows. But
we need to get on that. Let's make some AI kids shows.
Everybody, cash in. Okay. Everybody, pitch in.
Okay. Best idea for AI kids show.
A construction man just a man who does construction, flies an airplane.
And he's a dinosaur?
He has dinosaur friends, and he...
Dino Dan.
Goes on a train, and...
He rides trains with dinosaurs.
He rides bikes, and...
Is this Jurassic
sports.
Park?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Scarlett Johansson's in it.
Mm-hmm. The dinosaur almost
the guy
eats
from
them.
Arrested Development. Boom, print it.
Yep.
All right, we're going to keep you going on Patreon. Love you guys. Give us 5 stars. We'll talk to you next week. See you on the road. Peace.
Correct opinion.